Wow, what's this place? The Laugh-a-teria. Looks new. Hey, how are you doing?
Huh? Oh, fine, fine. How are you?
Good. What kind of place is this?
Well, according to the script, it's a comedy crab.
Comedy crab?
Sorry, I meant club. I don't know why I said crab.
Oh, wow. Well, it just so happens I've always wanted to perform at a comedy crab.
Club?
Yeah, club. Think I could do a few minutes?
Let me see. Hey, the list indicates you're on next.
And she said, this one's on me!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Dumbo, the funny little clown. And now, please welcome a guy.
Hey, how you guys doing? Having a good time? Huh? Yeah, hey, so this guy walks into a bar, and he goes up to the bartender and says, so, what kind of bar is this?
I told you, it's a comedy club.
And the guy asks if he could do a few minutes. See, and the bartender says, yeah.
Yes.
He goes up on the stage, looks to the left, looks to the right, and says, this guy walks into a bar. He goes up to the bartender and says, hey, what kind of bar is this?
It's a comedy club, schmuck.
Really? He says. Can I go up?
Sure. In fact, according to the list, you're on next.
So the guy goes up on stage, looks to the left, looks to the right, and says, guy walks into a bar and goes to the bartender and says, hey, what kind of bar is this?
Isn't it a comedy crab?
Really? Should I go up?
I think so. I believe you're up next, according to the list.
So, guy goes up on stage, looks to the left, looks to the right, and says, guy walks into a psychiatrist's office. It's group therapy. He looks to the left, he sees a priest, a rabbi, and a minister. He looks to the right, and he sees an Englishman, a Scotsman, and a cannibal. And he says, Doc, you got to help me. I'm stuck in the middle of this joke, and I don't have a punchline. Jesus, I need a drink. So, guy walks into a bar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your mid-joke recap. This guy walks into a bar, starts telling a joke, and suddenly, the stage is filled with guys who are part of a recursive joke that never ends. It's a comedy Mobius strip, and nobody knows what to do. Just listen to that restless audience. Not to mention how crowded the stage is getting. Fellas, spread out a little.
What are we supposed to do? Just stand up here?
I don't know. The joke was never finished, so I think we're all stuck up here until one of us gets a decent laugh.
And it's getting worse. It's like the comedians are multiplying. So this guy walks into a bar.
This guy walks into a bar.
This guy walks into a bar.
With walking in the
and
bar.
And there's a walking in and there's
a
bar.
There's a bar, a guy into there's, which walks.
There's got to be some other joke we can insert ourselves into so we can escape this nightmare.
Hey, look over there. What? Sign on the stereotype brick backdrop. Comedy multiverse. Punchlines this way.
Oh, what is this place?
Well, I'm no expert on exposition, but it appears to be a long hallway with doors on either side.
I thought they were on either side.
They, either one.
Now I feel contextually grounded. What's behind this door?
So I'm half Japanese and half optometrist, and every December 7th, I attack the Pearle Vision Center. Oh, God, racial stereotypes designed to appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Oh, let's try this one.
Gross, fat, and disgusting when I'm on my period, am I right? Suddenly, punctuation is ruining my relationship.
Oh, female body hatred. Ugh. Quick, try another door.
You don't have to live like a chimpanzee.
Get
Guitar Parody Act!
What about this one?
No! No! Stop! You break the rule of three! The fundamental law of the universe!
Now you've done it! You fool!
So there's these two guys left on stage after a comedian fails to end a joke with a punchline, and the one guy says to the other guy,
"Help! Oh!
Oh God! It burns!"
Thank you. I'd like to now read my newest poem. Little stalks of celery filled with peanut butter, raisins are for Miss and I. We share with one another.
Hey, play Free Bird! Woo!
That was Little Stalks of Celery by W.B. Smitherman, the celery poet. As you know, KZAT, your community-sponsored radio, is undergoing continuous budget cuts. In an attempt to bring in needed revenue, the station has decided to slightly change our morning format. We are happy to introduce to you Chris and Tim and the Wacky Morning Zoo Crew.
Thanks, dude! Whoops! I sat on a goose!
Duck!
No, I'm sure it's a goose!
No, I mean duck!
Whoa! I've got pie on my face!
Well, we just finished a Beethoven double shot. Coming up next, two killer classics from J.S. Bach.
Awesome! Nothing like popping a cold one and rocking out to Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. And don't forget, whenever you hear a Bach oratorio, be the ninth caller, and you'll win a Camelite t-shirt all during the month of Bachtober.
You'll also get a Get Bach Zoo Crew Koozie Cup for all your delicious chilled beverages.
Hey, Tim, did you go to the Bachtoberfest party on Mount Lemmon last night?
Oh, man, the string section from the symphony orchestra was there. And let me tell you, those guys can P-A-R-T-Y!
Woo! Yahoo! Let's go to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air.
Is it true that Bach co-wrote some numbers with Tchaikovsky?
Hey, that's right. In fact, the two of them worked on some symphonies together as BTO. The Bach Tchaikovsky Overdrive.
Taking care of business every day.
You guys shook.
Thanks, Dad. And now, the top six reasons why Bach had so many children. Johann Sebastian Bach. Lots of kids. Top six reasons. Number six, who could resist that powdered wig? Number five, allergic to sheep's bladder condoms. Number four, lost poker bet to Pope Pius. Number three, all those etude groupies. Number two, blame it on the bossa nova. And the number one reason why J.S. Bach had so many children, he had no stops on his organ. Let's try line two, Tim.
Yeah, could you play the barking dog's version of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony?
You got it, lady.
Hey, who plays the most bitchin' classical music in southern Arizona?
KZAT rocks!
Coming this Friday night to the convention center,
Pearl Man.
With a special opening act,
Yo Ma.
It's Doc Pearlman. We'll tremolo your brains out. Tickets on sale online and at the door.
Pearl Man.
he puts on a kick-ass show, doesn't he, Tim?
He is awesome. I saw him 2 years ago in Anaheim. He was right in the middle of Brahms' Concerto in D Major, Opus 77, when he jumped into the mosh pit and wasted this guy for throwing a beer can at the kettle drum player. Then he finishes his solo without missing an arpeggio.
That man is a total professional.
Here's a note to pass along to listeners. Tomorrow night, Chris and I will be broadcasting live.
That's right. It's Valkyrie Night at Hooters. Your favorite oldies from Wagner and Jello shots all night long.
Anti-Semites get in for half price.
And don't forget, 9 p.m. sharp, Tim and I are going to be judging the Wet Breastplate Contest.
Woo! I'm bringing my WD-40 in case anybody gets rusty.
Make sure you've had your tetanus shot.
I got your Goddardomerong right here, pal. Can we say that on the air?
I don't know. All right. Here's Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. Crank it!
Would you turn that radio off? We should be trying to get crab.
Get crab?
Oh, sorry. There's a typo. We should be trying to get back.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like it here, lots of doors. I've always liked doors. And we can go anywhere we want.
We prove beyond doubt the existence of a multiverse, and all we do is use it to go to a bunch of comedy clubs? Is that all there is?
I remember when I was a little boy, my father took me to a comedy club. There were lame jokes and nachos and 2-drink minimums. But even as a child, I knew something was missing. And I said, "Is that all there is to a comedy club?"
And your point is?
Well, what I'm saying is that we should break out the booze.
Boo!
Well, if that's all there is, let's keep dancing.
Hey, hi, it's me, Ron Popeil, inventor of Popeil's Vegematic. We here at Ronco were thrilled when the U.S. government asked us to help create an online charter school. After years of work, we are proud to present as school.gov. Get it? It's cool and it's school. It slices, it dices, it cuts wasteful government spending, and it will close dozens of underperforming schools. School.gov is an interactive learning module that allows students to learn just what they need to know. And because of the self-paced online environment, your child can avoid all the horrors of public school, like crosswalks, eraser dust, and cafeteria food. And no more tenured teachers pushing their liberal agendas. At school.gov, we employ former Trump University graduates who will teach your kids the 3 R's, reading, writing, and racial profiling. We also have video segments with beloved Highlights magazine characters, Goofus and Gallant.
So what did you learn at your public school today, Goofus?
Oh, I learned that all cultures are morally relative and that our teachers deserve a raise.
And what did you learn at sschool.gov, Gallant?
I learned that job creators are constantly blocked by restrictive taxes and regulations.
Good job, Gallant. You may have some ice cream. Goofus, go to your room.
And that's not all. Instead of federally mandated funding, each student will receive 5 lottery tickets per semester as part of our rigorous math curriculum. No Common Core nonsense here. Kids learn real-life applications, like probability, and whether to take their winnings in monthly disbursements or as one lump sum. You'll also thrill to the exciting Govertisement pop-ups, where you learn fascinating facts about America's leaders. For kindergarten students, we have videos of Steve Bannon sharing classic children's literature, like this primer version of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged.
Would you believe it? John Galt's heroic efforts to succeed were hampered by all those parasites who just wanted welfare and government handouts.
And we will even have featured guest speakers like hilarious homespun comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
You know what, kids? You may be a Mexican if... You may be a Mexican if... You may be a Mexican if you belong to a strong, family-centered group of people working hard and contribute to the economy of whatever country they happen to be living in.
Wait, that's not funny. Hello? Sure, just a minute. Mr. Foxworthy, the Donald would like to speak to you.
Uh-oh.
Thanks, Ron. So, folks, let's hold the line against public education. Enroll your child now in the Ronco Online Charter School. Why, it's as easy as ABC.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You can go online to learn fast everything you need to know. Like G before E, followed by D, unless you're a little slow. The website's going to show you how to get a job. Yes, you could start your job at Walmart as soon as you finish all the parts. ABC.
That's one.
Then you'll learn 1, 2, 3.
What fun.
You won't make much do-re-mi because you'll be paying taxes all to me. All right. ABC. It's easy. It's like counting up to threesies. Sing this simple melody? Because that's how easy school should be. Huh? I'm going to teach you how to fill this out, okay? Come on, let us teach you something. Isn't it hard? We can even help you fill your voter's registration card.
This has been a Plastic Cactus podcast, written and performed by Mike Sterner and Terry Owen, with special guests Bridget Thumb, Nancy Stanley, and Nick Siever. Thank you for listening.